Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back. It's Heartbreakers in the background. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're talking about immigration with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. She's the expert. She's the one of the world's expert on this topic. President, CEO of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the way into that, and you'll find her organization online. Tamar, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we talked about all the different ways, and we didn't even touch on all of them. We touched on many of the different ways, I should say, that all of us are connected to and influenced by, most in a positive way, by immigrants, and even legal, even documented, even undocumented. Now, everyone knows that I'm no bleeding heart, Tamar. I'm a pretty tough guy. But I also know that regardless, if I were in another country next to America, I would probably try to get here. If I could get here, I would be here. I wouldn't feel like I broke a law. I would just feel like I got here, and I would be trying to improve my life. And so we got millions of those people here now, Tamar. And I have to say, I don't. You know, we always talk about what America stands for. Well, you know what? I think one of the things America ought to stand for is resolving this in a way that deals with the reality that we have in front of us, which is 12, 14 million undocumented people, that resolves it in a way for those people, the ones who are already here, in a humane way, and once and for all. What do you think?
Yeah, so first of all, the number's a little off. It's more like 11, and it's shrinking, the number of millions.
It is, you're right. No, you're right. It is. Well, so, because of the economy, right?
A million people is a lot of people. Yeah, a million people is a lot of people.
Right.
So we're down closer to
a million. So I shouldn't say a million here, a million there. Who's counting, right?
Yeah, some people think we're below a million now.
Okay.
But the other important thing I think to say is that I do believe in the law, right? And so do you. So I think we ought to come up with a system where people don't break the law, have to break the law to get here. I mean, the point is right now, if you're a Mexican and you want to work year round in the United States, in other words, not on a farm, year round,
right.
you have a big hard choice. What's your choice? You can hire a smuggler and walk across the desert, or you can hire a smuggler and walk across the desert. There is no legal way for you to come. So we're putting people in a position of, I mean, we don't want people to break the law. And if you were living, you just put yourself in the situation of, I'm a foreigner and I want to come to work here.
Right.
There ought to be a legal way. Mm-hmm. If there isn't, then you are breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we
worked that out?
Because the politics are broken. That's as hard to do as it is to come up with some answers.
Both parties,
11 million already here.
Both parties are using it as a political wedge.
As a political football.
To drive their base in a cynical, frankly, inhumane way. And folks, we're putting a pox on both houses here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Obama could have done it in the beginning when he controlled the Senate,
yes.
and he didn't do it. And Republicans, and he's playing to his base, and it's much easier. You know, LBJ used to say, do you want a bill or an issue? And a bill meant something where you went in the back room and you rolled up your sleeves and you compromised. And an issue meant something that you took to the polls on election day.
And I don't mean to beat up this president, other than the fact that he's the guy who did it. It could be a Republican. But my point is... Let me say this one thing.
Yeah.
President Obama is so upset about how things are going in Guantanamo. Why does he have the same concern for how things are going for immigrants in America?
Yeah, well, he didn't... Anyway, he hasn't fixed it, and Republicans are playing to their base. I mean, again, you're right. Pox on both houses. I'm a Republican, but we're not handling this any better. So the question is about Donald Trump, right? Are all these people responding to Donald Trump? You know, has he discovered that most voters really hate immigrants? And I say no to that. I say that what Donald Trump has done is he's tapped into the single pocket of American voters that are most concerned about immigrants. And these are older white men who grew up in an America when there weren't many immigrants.
He's got a lot more than old white men following him.
But those are the people who are upset about immigration. Those are the people who are most upset about immigration. It's not like Donald Trump has exposed. I mean, somebody could come to me and say,
"But you know interesting, Tamar, is there's a lot of Hispanics who are upset about immigration.
There's some Hispanics who feel that they did it the right way,
right,
and they don't like other people doing it not the right way. And as in any immigration wave, remember,
Are you sure we can split up his attraction? And look, I'm no supporter of Trump's, but are you sure we can split up his attraction that simply?
Well, I don't think it's true. Sure, you're right that he's got support in a lot of different groups, but what I'm saying is he hasn't. He appeals to people for lots of different reasons, and he's not proving that most Americans are anti-immigrant.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, don't you
just
think?
Because
don't
Trump
you think,
popular,
irrespective of some of the stupid things he said about other all people, don't you think that the building the wall is the thing that's gotten him so much interest?
No, there are lots of things that have gotten him interest. Most of what gets him interest is he's willing to thumb his nose at Washington and at political correctness.
People
who don't care that much about immigrants like the way he's
when we
his
come
nose
back,
at political correctness.
How different is he? And I've got to take a quick break. How different is he from Cruz? When we come back, because we kind of know that the Democrats' policies, Clinton's policies, Sanders' policies are going to be pretty much like Obama's. That's not going to change much. So basically, whatever if you like Obama's policies, when Clinton gets elected, you'll like her policies, or you won't. When we come back, I want to see what Tamar thinks about the comparison with Trump and Cruz. That's a big deal right there. Tintail, right back with Tamar Jacoby. ImmigrationWorksUSA.com. .org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.